Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Evan the Wave. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Pat Prescott, about to speak to one of my personal heroes today. He was selected by Judith Jamison to become only the third artistic director of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater back in July of 2011, which makes a lot of sense because many of his brilliant works are part of the Ailey repertory, and he's been a longtime artist in residence there. Joining us this morning to talk about Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater's return to the Music Center, help me welcome Robert Battle. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm doing well.
We are so excited. You know, a lot of us eagerly look forward to seeing the Ailey Company whenever they head west, and this year is no exception. Let's talk a little bit about what we're going to see this time around.
Well, lots of new work, lots of returning favorites, of course. But one of the works I'm excited about is called Ode, and it's choreographed by our very own Jamar Roberts. Been a dancer with the company many years, but he has quite a choreographic voice. And I invited him to do his first work for the company a year or so ago, and it was called Members Don't Get Weary. And it was so good that I named him the first ever resident choreographer for the company.
Wow.
And so that's a big, big title, and it's never been done in the 61 years of the company. Of course, Alvin Ailey was obviously the resident choreographer just, you know, because, but not naming somebody who wasn't the director. So he made a work called Ode, which really is a reflection on gun violence and the people that deal with it, not just about the statistics, but the heart of the matter. And so it's really, in a weird way to say it, but it's really quite beautiful. It's more like a lamentation rather than an articulation of anger. It's more of the articulation of, you know, our common humanity. When you see somebody fall, you know, what does that do to you? And so it's really stunning.
We're talking this morning to Robert Battle, who is the artistic director of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. They're coming to town to Dorothy Chandler Pavilion March 18th through the 22nd. And as I said before, we're super excited about it. You know, Robert, listening to what you were just telling us about, with Ailey, very often art intersects with meaningful themes, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. I mean, that's the bedrock, I feel, of the company and why people come to see it, not just because they're dance lovers, but I think also that they feel that it feeds the soul and that we're not there to just entertain but to educate, and that they feel connected to the work because it says something about the world in which they live, the things that they experience, you know, and that's not only political things or the social justice issues, but just even love, you know, just anything that one can imagine. So you don't just see an Ailey performance, but I always say you feel it and you take it with you.
I think that's really very true, too. And as artistic director, talk a little bit about what you do, because it's really more about it's not just about doing choreography yourself. A lot of it, you're like a talent scout, too, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And that's the part I love about my job is choosing choreographers, choosing different works or choreographic works to bring to the company, because, you know, we are so diverse and versatile. The dancers are so versatile. So when you see an Ailey performance, one piece is not necessarily like the next one that you're going to see. There's such variety in the dancers that I choose and the dances that I choose. And sometimes I'm giving a choreographer their first big break, you know, that they may, you know, be sort of moving along as a choreographer, a young choreographer, and not have that big break. And I get to make that phone call, and it is as it was made to me by Judith Jamison in 2003 when she invited me to do my first piece for the company. So it's a wonderful job, in a way, to curate and to think about what the audience will see and how they'll respond to it. That's really wonderful. Another one of the choreographers I'm excited about is Darrell Grand Moultrie. He's a friend of mine. He attended Juilliard, so did I, remember him as a student, but he's a wonderful choreographer. And he first saw the company, because he's a New Yorker, and he would see the company when he was a kid and see, like, an open rehearsal where the students would sit, you know, sort of in the balcony and watch, like, Judith Jamison and Masazumi Chaya, the associate artistic director at the time, rehearse the dancers. And he always said he wanted to sit in the seats that Judith Jamison was sitting in. And so this is his first. So, again, I get to give him this big dream, you know, make it come true. And he's done a work called Ounce of Faith. And the feeling behind it is that there was a teacher who believed in him when he was a kid and said, you know, I think that you have something. And his statement is that even if somebody only has an ounce of faith in you, that could change the course of your life. And so it starts with Lift Every Voice and Sing, which, of course, is very important to African Americans in this country. And so I think that the tone of the work is really about celebrating the inspiration that you can gain from teachers, especially, which is quite a delightful work.
Yeah. Talking today to Robert Battle, who is the artistic director of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. And, you know, that whole inspiration, I think that a lot of times a teacher gets inspiration from the students as well. I know you've instituted the New Directions Choreography Lab to try to help bring on this next generation of choreographers. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the New Directions Choreography Lab, I announced that. That was kind of my first big announcement when I started in 2011. Mm-hmm. And it's really to help the entire field as much as possible. Because I have such a big platform, that is the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, I wanted to give opportunity. You know, we're in New York City where it's hard to find space with choreographers. It's hard to hire and maintain a group of dancers. And so I was trying to look at choreographers that would benefit from having space and time with no product needed at the end that they could just explore. Right? That's so rare.
But take some of the pressure off, right?
Yeah. Because it's important. You know, it's important to not feel that, you know, you're either going to be successful or fail every time you step into the studio. That sometimes it's really about the exploration of your voice. And any voice, sometimes you try to hit a high note and you don't quite make it, but you start to learn where your ceiling is or where your floor is. And so that was the idea of really it being a gift rewarded to choreographers who wanted to just try something different. And because of that, so they would get 7 weeks to work with select students of the Ailey School. The Ailey School is one of the most extensive dance programs ever. And then they would just be able to have also a sort of mentor, right, to somebody in the field that may have been in longer than they have to kind of be a voice for them, be an ear for them. And so it's been working really well. And a lot of those choreographers, some of them have then made work for the Ailey School or have stayed connected to the organization, or because of that little seed that they planted during the lab, they've made a major work that has been successful for them and their company or what have you. So it's really been very beneficial to the field.
Yeah, you know, that's what happens in the lab, experimentation. It's a lot going on there, and it leads to some great new creative works for us to be able to check out. And I know also that you are, you know, giving people a chance to live their dream just like you did. And I can imagine, you know, coming from Liberty City in Miami that, you know, this dance thing really changed your life, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did. I mean, it gave me a voice in a way. I mean, I tried other artistic ventures, but, you know, I was born bow-legged, so...
Really?
The notion of me, yeah, I was born bow-legged. They had to put braces on my legs and special shoes in order to straighten them out.
Wow.
So the idea of dancing, I don't think anybody thought, you know, that would be in my cards, but, you know, and certainly when I started taking dance classes, I was bullied, you know, because in the neighborhood, not many people do that, especially young men. So then I studied martial arts, and you know, I knew how to protect myself.
You handled that problem.
Last name Battle. Yeah.
You're not named Battle for nothing, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Hit him with my ballet shoe. But yeah, so, you know, but I was raised by my great aunt and uncle, who took me in when my mother couldn't take care of me at the time when I was about 3 weeks old. And I've always felt that my way of thanking them was that I was going to not only make it out, but that I was going to be successful at something. And so part of my drive, quite frankly, was that spiritual reciprocity. That feeling that these people who were in the winter of their years, my great uncle who was born in 1903, and his wife, my great aunt, who was older than he was, I mean, they both have passed on. He lived long enough to see me go to Juilliard my first year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, and he always said, I want to live long enough to see you make something of yourself. And that voice still resonates in my head. That I cannot quit, that I have to keep moving forward. And so even to this day, that's part of my inspiration to continue to try to do good work.
Well, we thank the influence of your family and thank you as well. And certainly look forward to seeing Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion at the Music Center March 18th through the 22nd. We're going to get to see great new pieces of work like Ode and Ounce of Faith, and then of course we'll get our old favorite Revelations, because it never hurts to play the hits, right, Robert?
Exactly. They work.
Well, listen, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. You can go to musiccenter.org to get your tickets, and we recommend that you go ahead and do that, because LA loves Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. We've been talking today to Robert Battle. Robert, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.